This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Despite her best efforts, this is the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey. I just got one question for you.
What's that?
Why did you train your dog to hang up the phone?
Only for when you call, Bill.
Yeah, but it's your segment. You hung up on your own segment, you know. I only call when it's your segment.
It, like, jumped onto my lap and turned off the phone.
We're gonna have to have a long talk about certain things we teach our dogs. Don't you have like a touchscreen phone?
I do. Yes.
Anyway.
She also scrolls with her tongue.
I see. And her guest actor on TV and screen. His name is Max Martini. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm just trying to cope. Just trying to cope.
You know, now I feel like my dog is rather useless. I need to teach him some tricks.
Your dog is just normal, Max. Keita's dog is freakish. That's what it is.
My dog doesn't know how to dog.
Yeah. Now, Max, it's been a while. It's been about a year since I got to talk to you at SHOT Show.
Yeah.
And I told since then, Keita, your name has come up once or twice with Keita, and I told her the next time you came on that I was going to beg for a role in one of your projects. I don't think we should take Keita's. I don't think we should take Keita's suggestion because she thinks I'd do really good as the men's room attendant.
The what room attendant?
Men's room. You know, the men's guy that gives out attendant. If I'm going to check off something on the bucket list, that's not the way I want to roll. But anyway.
That's right. Well, I will take you up on that.
Okay. Well, let's talk about that later. Anyway.
There's always room. The next movie is a vampire comedy, so. I'll make sure something goes in the men's room for you.
Now the whole thing with some of the projects you do, you portray a lot of military personnel and you do it well. And I was just wondering what kind of preparatory program do you go through to try to bring that together? And do you have to do it every time now that you've done these kind of roles a few times?
Yeah, I mean we generally have a period where before we start shooting where we train and fortunately for me the movies that I've been a part of, we've had some pretty high speed former operators at the helm, and but that's kind of that's sort of the most fun of the job for me is that preparatory work, because you get to go out, you get to live fire with these guys, you get to maneuver in stacks, you get to go into clearing houses, whatever the program they designed for the film, is always a lot of fun. And and I've made some great friends as a result. So pretty much every project there's at least 2.5-3 weeks of training, sometimes more depending.
Now, I've seen your shooting, and your fundamentals are very good. If you ever wanted to pursue competitive shooting just for fun, you've really got a leg up.
Well, thank you.
Trigger control.
Well, you know what? It's something Yeah, it's not to interrupt you. It is something that I'm really passionate and obsessive about. You know, is getting it right. The tactical work really is fun for me. Like the CQB, any kind of room clearing, any of that stuff, I really love. But thank you. That's a huge compliment coming from you.
Yeah, I could tell that you were trying to do things correctly and properly as you were shooting. Part of what I do as a movement coach is I'm constantly watching what people are doing, and they call me a witch because I can tell what people are thinking while they're shooting. I wish that applied to other parts of my life, but it only works for shooting. But as you were shooting, I could see your focus on executing exactly what you were taught and replicating that and doing it right, which is why your fundamentals are so good.
Well, listen, I also have, a large group of friends that if my fundamentals fail, the ridicule that comes from that side is just, it's not worth the slip, but no, again, thank you. That's awesome.
Yeah. My guys out in Las Vegas and California, if I don't perform that, well, they call it running with the wolves when you shoot with us.
Yeah.
So if you mess up, they let you know, and they put you in your place if you want to be part of that whole
pack. I'm anxious to, I'd love to get out and do some. It's been, you know, there's a couple firing ranges that are still open in California, following protocol, of course. And,
right.
So I have been out during this COVID, period, but not much. So I'm looking forward to getting out and doing some more.
So the reason I wanted to have you on the show is because of all the work that you do for veterans. Can you tell us a little bit about what you did with Sergeant Will Gardner and maybe any other projects you've got going on to benefit veterans?
Yeah, I mean, just a little history. It's really, since 9/11 become the presence of our military, the necessity of our military in the United States has become very something that like a prime focus of mine because I value so much the people that are called to service that heed that call and put their time and their lives on the line for our freedom and so when they return from combat. You know, look, one of the things that one of my sort of primary concerns is that they get the medical attention that they need and that they are, properly cared for. Those that are injured that have, physical or emotional injuries or emotional injuries. And,
right.
When I started doing charitable work for the military, the VA system, wasn't a horrible experience for everybody, but there were so many veterans that couldn't navigate the system that just had a very trying time. And I have a lot of friends that, some of which, it took a decade to get to all of their benefits, So these foundations and these charities that pick up where the VA is lacking, are essential, and we have to support them. And so I've made an effort, starting with Sergeant Will Gardner, to drive attention to these organizations, to try to raise assistance monetarily, to drive veterans that are in need to these organizations, which Will Gardner was very successful in that regard.
Max, let me get you to hang on right there. We're coming up on the first break.
Yeah.
Is there a website you want to point out that you're doing anything with right now?
No, just my Instagram. People can follow me. It's Max Martini LA, and I post everything that I do on that.
And, of course, Keita.
180firearmstraining.com. If you want to set up a class, email 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. My book, Smart Moves, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, one of which Matt signed, actually, is available on Amazon.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking to the weaponized woman, Keita Bussey, and her guest, actor, and I guess movie maker, filmmaker, Max Martini. I just had this thought while you guys were talking, Max, about your next project that you seem to think I'd be good for the men's room attendant.
Yeah.
Did you actually have a men's room scene in that film?
No, but I'm going to write you one.
Okay.
My fear is that you're going to get typecast, so we really have to. We're going to work against that. But yeah, I know I have something in mind for you.
I had to interrupt the Will Gardner conversation. Please, Keita, pick right. that one up if you would, please.
Yeah. Go ahead. Finish up where you.
Yeah. So, you know, look, I mean, the intention behind making this movie that was loosely based on the experiences a buddy of mine had coming back from combat, was to, like I said, you know, raise some monetary assistance to drive veterans that are in need to these organizations that are helping and doing so much, and maintain awareness, which is very important. I mean, I'm going to say something. You know, I was driving through L.A. the other day, and there's a portion of L.A. that's it's probably two or three good L.A. blocks long, which is a, you know, a lot of space, and it's lined wall to wall with tents that are draped with American flags. And these are all homeless veterans. And, you know, this is a disgrace for me. It's so painful to see veterans struggling on the streets, to see veterans, you know, substance abusing alcohol, whatever it is, you know, veterans with physical injuries that need addressing, not getting assistance, not getting help. So, you know, I'm trying to do my part. I didn't serve in the military. This is a little bit of service for me. You know, like I said, it's important. And I think leading by example is important. So, you know, you start doing soulful work like this, you know, hopefully it's infectious and others follow along.
Yeah. And another thing, too, is a lot of especially the older veterans don't realize the programs that are available to them. So they think they have to make it on their own. They don't realize they can apply for help or even how to go about doing that.
Yeah, there's a, you know, the interesting thing about Will Gardner is it started this kind of like grassroots outreach, you know, in the veteran community. I got a lot of instant messages from people saying, hey, I just want to thank you, you know, for introducing me to Warrior's Heart, which is, you know, one of the foundations that I support, which is in Texas, which it's on a 500-acre ranch. It's an amazing, amazing organization that takes in veterans and first responders. Part of the requirement is that you have an alcohol or drug dependency, and then once you're in the program, they also address TBI and PTS. And, you know, but the movie in support of these organizations was driving people that way, and it did a lot of good. You know, and then outside of Will Gardner, my next movie, you know, I put veterans on screen. I had veterans acting in the movie. I had veterans as part of the crew. What else am I doing? I have a radio show that I'm going to do on Go Country FM. We're allocating some of the proceeds to go to veteran organizations, through that. And yeah, and so, you know, I try to find a way to benefit a veteran organization or a veteran or whatnot, you know, in pretty much everything I do. So
that's really, really amazing.
Keita, are you in the VA? Did you join the VA?
Me?
No, I'm talking about Keita. I mean, one of the things that I partake in no V8 or no VA benefits at all.
Well, if it wasn't for the VA, I would not have health insurance because I own my own business and it doesn't exactly come with health insurance being a small business owner. So thank goodness for the VA because otherwise I wouldn't have any.
Well, I mean, I don't partake in it very much at all simply because of the minutiae. And I would imagine, Max, with the stuff that you do, you see some, when veterans come become aware of that which you were doing. The appreciation is sort of hard to quantify when you see somebody reaching out to you that way. How do you feel about that? That's got to be some good stuff happening.
You know, I've been embraced by the veteran community in such a huge way, and it's really, you know, it's made what I do for a living important to me. You know, whereas performers that don't give back, you know, are going to find themselves doing it selfishly, you know, and there's not much that's going to come out of that. And so I feel like, you know, if you have the eyes and ears of people, if you have an audience, you know, and a platform, you know, you kind of have a responsibility to set an example. And don't you agree? And you know, and the veterans, to answer your question, it's so fulfilling. And, you know, in my 25 years in the film business, I've run into, you know, two a-holes. I don't know if I can swear on your show, but
that's close enough.
that have tried to, you know, say that I had other motives for doing, you know, for, and it's so ridiculous. And they get shut down by the special operations community pretty quick. And then we just go about our business. But it's very rewarding for me. And yeah, I love my veteran family.
Coming up on the next break, Keita. We're coming up on the next break, so why don't you set up your next direction you want to go?
I'd like to talk about what happened with the book that you signed last time I saw you.
Sounds good.
How do they find you again, Max? Where do they find you on IG, on Instagram?
On Instagram, at Max Martini LA.
And Keita?
180firearmstraining.com. If you want to set up a class, email 180firearmstraining@gmail.com to buy my book, Smart Move Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports. You can find that on Amazon.
Are you inferring that the book that he signed does better than the books that you signed that go, I like you better than Bill?
So there's a story he hasn't heard yet.
Oh, okay.
About
right.
What happened to it.
Very good. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The inauguration of Joe Biden set to take place on Wednesday, and the commanding general of the D.C. National Guard says they're taking no chances leading up to the inauguration.
The FBI is scrubbing, the Secret Service gives out their credentials, and then we have other agencies helping with the scrub as well.
Major General William Walker speaking on NBC's Today Show. Worth noting, there have been no specific threats of violence regarding the inauguration. Security forces in Guatemala clashed with a migrant caravan on Sunday. Between 7,000 and 8,000 migrants left Honduras, headed for the United States to seek political asylum as Joe Biden prepares to enter the White House.
The first thing we will do when we arrive in the United States is find a job.
That immigrant Marin speaking on Fox News, USA Radio News. Johns Hopkins University says the United States is very close to reaching 400,000 deaths from COVID-19. The death toll stands just under 398,000. Dr. Michael Osterholm is with the University of Minnesota's Center for Infectious Disease and Research and Policy. He tells MSNBC he believes the worst is yet to come.
Well, I've often been trying to call this pandemic, much like a baseball game, to give you a sense of where I think we are. And unfortunately, I've been saying for several months that I think we're basically at the bottom of the third or top of the fourth. And I don't think we're much farther than that right now. I worry that the very darkest days of the pandemic will be before us. Even though we have vaccine coming, which is a very, very good thing, I think this new variant, this mutated virus that we're seeing in England, Ireland, and elsewhere, which is now here in the United States, means that we could have really our roughest days in the immediate months ahead.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Or this is the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey and her guest, actor and filmmaker Max Martini. And Max, I was thinking about what you were saying about typecasting, and I've got your IMDb in front of me, and then I started imagining my IMDb if I was typecast as a men's room attendant. So I'm with you on fighting that. I mean, if there's some other way we could, you know, just
here's what I was thinking. You're a vampire slayer disguised as a bathroom attendant. You've got a CCW with a sidearm that has silver bullets. You hide in the far stall, and as they come in, you lay waste.
This is
pretty sexy.
Stay out of that, Keita. Just stay out of that. We're going to go with Max's version. You guys have at it. I'll be standing by.
All right, Max, last time I saw you, you were gracious enough to sign a copy of my book, which was fantastic. And I told you the next person I run into who asks me for my book is going to get a double surprise because I signed it. And then when they open it up, they see you signed it too. And that person just happened to be James Yeager. And I don't know if you know who he is. Bill, maybe you would do a better job of filling Max in on who James Yeager is.
James Yeager he's actually been in a couple of films himself, but I mean, he is he's a trainer out of Camden, Tennessee. He typically trains about 6,000 people a year, which is pretty good for trainers. And he's got a shaved head, and I don't know if it would be called a goatee or a Van Dyke or whatever it is, but it hits the pectoralis minor, and he is quite the character. And at the same time, he has this, he's thought to be this abrasive persona until you go take a class with him. And then once you take a class with him, he's had over, I think, 30,000 students. Once you take a class with him, if you're ever involved in a shooting, which 60-some-odd of his students have been, he will appear at your trial if you have one as an expert witness. He's very loyal to his alumni. And what kind of a reaction did you get out of James Yeager there, Keita?
He was pretty excited. At first he said, no, you should just give that to, you know, someone who wouldn't be expecting it. And I said, well, were you expecting it? He said, no. But I made him keep it, and he was pretty excited.
Is he former law enforcement or military?
He's former law enforcement, and he was a military contractor. So he has been in some eyebrow raising moments.
Yeah. Oh, very cool. I'm going to have to look him up.
His videos are comical. He's playing a character. You know, he's being this really gruff, tough guy trying to come off very tactically. So you get a laugh out of his videos. Then you meet him in person, and he's just a really sweet person. Totally different than his persona.
He was the only guy at SHOT Show.
My signature's in good hands.
It is. He was the only guy at SHOT Show that had an industrial grade bottle of hand sanitizer strapped to his tactical backpack as he was going about.
Oh, I think I saw him.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah, I actually, now that you say that, I think I did see him. That's funny. Well, very cool.
So he was thrilled.
Very cool.
Since I saw you last, I decided to do a Veterans Day on the Range through my own business, and I hosted that here in Wisconsin where I live for veterans, police, and first responders. It ended up being on the news. It was a really fun event. We started with airsoft and then moved on to pistols and rifles, PCC. It was a really good time. We did it for 2 days. I had a couple of other instructors come in from other places to help out. And it was just a really positive experience. Part of the reason I do this is to give them a fun and safe environment to be playing around with firearms where they're under a watchful eye and they can learn something because that's, you know, something they're familiar with. One of those things where once you're deployed, you come back and everything's different. You're different. And then trying to find where you fit in is really hard. So going back to the range, that's something that they do, something that's familiar to them. You know, that gunpowder smell, it just makes you happy.
It's really interesting to me that, like, there's certain things that trigger healing, you know, and I've noticed that in the organizations that I focus on, you know, they'll use recreational therapy or they'll use range therapy or they'll use, a dog, you know, for instance, somebody that, you know, that can bond with an animal or for, you know, in my case, in my movie, I used a motorcycle. So many veterans are attracted to motorcycles. There's so many ways to kind of just start easing your mind and getting back to a place of balance and healing, you know, for lack of a better word. But
balance,
that's really cool.
Really,
I love that
word.
You did that. Yeah. Yeah, you know, balance is everything. And, the physical injury side, they're doing so much for TBI now. I have a couple buddies that, were special operators that are very outspoken about their injuries, but they're getting some pretty significant treatment and it's working. You know, so the thing, you know, that I always say is that the idea that there's some kind of a stigma attached to coming forward and asking for help seems to be almost a thing of the past at this point. And if you have injuries and if you have, any dependencies, there's people out there that want to help, that are available to help. And you have to go, sort of find them out, because there is help available and every veteran suffering deserves it. So.
Yeah, that's right. Really awesome.
We got a minute left in this. Do you want to set up for your next segment here, Keita?
Well, for the next segment, I would like you to just fill whatever you haven't talked about yet, anything you wanted to cover that we haven't brought up.
You talking about me or Max?
Max.
Nah. Okay.
Sounds good.
Nobody wants to hear you talk, Bill.
I know. This is only my show. That's right. You trained your dog to hang up a phone, and at the same time, you're turning me into a typecast men's room attendant in a short, insignificant film career that hasn't even begun. But nobody wants to hear me. Okay, I'm good with this. I'm very good with this. You know.
You should have seen touch. How I signed his book.
Yeah, maybe not. Anyway, that's okay. Anyway, Keita, give out your website.
180firearmstraining.com. Set up a class, email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. To order my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sport, go to Amazon.
Max, where would they find you on Instagram?
I'm on Instagram at MaxMartiniLA.
And, of course, we're not worried about me right now because nobody wants to hear me. So, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. This is the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey and her guest, actor and filmmaker Max Martini. Before we go into the next part, Max, as I'm thinking about this, you know,
yeah.
Keita and I are really good friends, actually, despite all this back and forth you may be hearing. And I think maybe she ought to be in the film, too. I think she should be one of the vampires that comes into the men's room.
She could be in stall three. You know, we have a cast stall three.
Okay. I just think he, because, I mean, you know, but I leave that to you. I'm not the filmmaker. I'm just the wannabe. So.
We need hot vampires, so yes, I agree.
You mean Bill, right?
No, he doesn't mean Bill. He's met me. He's met you. Well, I've got all three of us on the same video that you sent me, Keita. He doesn't mean me. So anyway, have at it, guys.
So Max, anything we haven't talked about?
Yeah. During the break, I was trying to think of what, you know, would be interesting to plug. But one of the things that I'm really sort of proud of that's coming up is this radio show, and I'm prematurely saying that we're doing a deal with 105 Country, so Go Country rather. So that's not closed yet, but it will be a podcast, guaranteed at best, or worst case scenario. And the show is called No Guts, No Glory, and it's myself and my co-host is Adrian Pastar, who's a longtime buddy of mine. He's a great actor. Everybody has seen him multiple times in film and TV, and he's very talented and very insightful. And the idea behind the show is that we'll focus on those pivotal formative moments in your life where you had to summon your warrior. So moments where you had set limitations for yourself that you had to exceed. Moments in your life where you were fearful and you know, for whatever, for your life, for your well-being, for somebody else's well-being, for your, you know, maybe your career was tanking, whatever. So but where you had to kind of pull the strength out of you that you didn't tap into a reserve you didn't know you had. And so I think it's going to make for a very interesting show. We'll have all kinds of celebrities, sports figures, musicians, you know, we could have veterans on. We could have a kid that's getting bullied at school, you know, and talk about that. So in and around all the buffoonery that will ensue just, you know, as a result of he and I having known each other for so long, there's some really good, heartful conversations to be had. And I encourage people to look for it. Obviously, I'll be posting on my Instagram at MaxMartiniLA. And the show will have its own page. But please, please, please look for it. I think it's going to make for a good half hour of long-form conversation.
You seen any of the flicks that Adrian was in, Keita?
No, not off the top of my head.
Adrian was in a very, I don't remember the title, but he was in a very edgy vampire flick, speaking of vampire flicks.
Yes, well, he was. Near Dark.
Right. Him, Lance Henriksen, and, you know, it was the late Bill Paxton. He was in that.
And
that was a really edgy one. He was in Top Gun for, what, 5.5 minutes or something, but he was in it.
Yeah, he's done a lot of TV, and you know he's got a big following, and he's very funny, and you know, he and I get together, and it's nothing shy of entertaining. So I think it'll be a good show. So yeah, look out for it if you can, and I'm excited to do something different. You know, that'll be a first for me.
Well, following 2020 is a really good time to have that kind of a show,
isn't it? I know.
That's old school too, Max. I mean, in the 40s, all the big film actors had a radio show.
Did they?
They did. I mean, even Jimmy Stewart had a radio show.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that you're going old school, dude.
I love it. I'm ready.
He's vintage.
He's not vintage.
Bringing it back.
No, I'm not vintage yet.
No,
50 is the new 20, Keita.
That's right. Anyway, there's that, and then you know, as far when I have the movie, the vampire movie is a sequel to a movie that's coming out soon. I don't have a date yet because COVID kind of threw a wrench into our release.
Yeah.
But we have a movie that I did right after Sergeant Will Gardner, which is a just balls to the wall comedy called The Manson Brothers Midnight Zombie Massacre.
I've seen that title. That's right. I mean, for you guys out there, the whole closing down of the theaters, that put a big damper on 2020 altogether for the movie industry, didn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There really aren't any theatrical releases happening right now. It's pretty much all streaming. Which can be good or bad, you know. I mean, it's if you have the right team behind it, I think and especially for a movie like ours, that doesn't need to hit the $30 million mark to recoup, you know, it could work for us. So we'll likely end up streaming on Netflix and Amazon and iTunes and all those streaming platforms. But the movie's got, yeah, go ahead.
But there's been a lot of filming going on out of country, isn't that right?
Yeah, I think they are still filming out of country. But the filming in country is at a complete standstill.
Right.
Hollywood is one of the last industries to recover here, as music would be probably the very last.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been pretty rough, and you know, hopefully we get on a get back to normal. I don't even remember what normal is anymore, but I sure miss it. I know that.
We were normal in Vegas.
That's right. I'm never normal in Vegas. I guess that is normal for me.
Now, have you had COVID yet?
No. But
when,
I know.
When I,
yeah, go ahead.
When I met you, I was somebody gave me COVID at SHOT Show.
Really?
Yeah. So when I met you, You must be one of those types that you're just completely asymptomatic, because I was in the incubation period.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So what is happening is SHOT, I guess it's canceled for 21. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Oh, that's too bad. It's always fun to go there.
Well, I mean, they can't. There's no way to keep that many gun people in a group of 50 or less. There's just no way to do it.
No way to do it.
A lot of people go there just to hang out with people and send people text messages like, hey, you want me to bring Max Martini to your booth? That kind of thing.
Right. Exactly.
Exactly. Usually after SHOT Show, you just kind of plan for being sick afterward, because anytime you're around that many people all at the same time and you're all SHOT shaking hands and taking selfies, you know, you're just going to get sick.
Yeah.
We got about a minute and a half left, Keita.
Say again?
Minute and a half left.
All right. Well, I really enjoyed having you here, and I'm really grateful as a veteran for all of the things you're doing for the veterans. And I think Sergeant Will Gardner was really groundbreaking in that it really captured what people go through and explained it to people who don't understand and gave the people who are going through it something they can relate to and say, oh, I'm not the only one. And the fact that you're donating proceeds to the veterans is just, I mean, as a veteran, I can't even speak to what that means to our veteran community. That is huge.
Yeah. I mean, you doing what you do, for a lot of us, you know, we went in with these guarantees, and some of them, let's just say they're not people of their word, and then people like you step up and go beyond the guarantee. So thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome. Thanks for your service. Yeah. And you know, for all the listeners out there that aren't military, I challenge you, you know, to do something for our veteran community and not be a supporter and that you say that you support veterans, but actually get out and get your hands dirty and do one thing for the veteran community, and it will be so appreciated. And you're not only doing something for the veteran community, you're doing something for our service, and you're showing people that the veterans are supported, and you're inspiring people to enlist, because our military...
We're running out of time. Running out of time. Yeah. So thank you, Max. Thank you, Keita.
Thanks, Max. Bye, Bill.
Bye.
This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.